Welcome back, folks. Boy, today is a good one. All right. So we have to get into this story I've got for you guys. And the best way to start off is to tell you we're going to pay you to listen. It's the best I got right there.
And one of the funny things from the social media lounge right now.
There's a lot happening in the social media
lounge. Petco always asks me to donate to save a homeless pet. Like, I literally adopted one. I saved him.
Give them a touchdown for the social media lounge. That's good. Touchdown! All right, so welcome back,
and
folks.
It's like Petco that is like buying animals from farm mills. That's pretty fucking ironic. That,
she didn't save it from Petco. She actually saved it from a real
adoption house. Yeah, well, so,
right, which is what you should do. Good for her.
The voices that you are hearing right now. This is Maddie Potts.
Go fuck yourself.
This is Belly Malibel.
Or not.
And this is Braxton Blue.
Oh. Ew.
I'm so ready for that one.
Oh. Hey, not to divert, but like, if we don't, hopefully Braxton doesn't mind me bringing it up, but he's been posting some kind of cryptic, depressing shit. Is he okay? Is he all right?
Braxton, 30 seconds on the therapist couch. What's going on, man?
Quick. I don't know. I've just been going through some dark shit recently, like starting my own business, and like my love life's kind of in the fucking trash.
Do
like,
tell. It's great radio.
How old are you?
I'm 24. No, before you kill yourself.
Could you?
It goes like really deep. It like stems back like throughout my whole life, and all my problems are like kind of coming out at once, and like I just had like this massive breakdown, like the biggest mental breakdown I've ever had in my life.
Whoa.
Like, few days ago, it was fucking gnarly.
24 is the age for that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you start realizing you're in a big sea now.
Yeah,
small fish. Yeah.
Anyway, this is the craziest thing about it. Like, I don't know. I don't want to like expose myself too much, but I've been like in some bad shit recently. And I ran into someone later this day. His name is Brandon Novak. He's a former pro skateboarder. Former drug addict, but now he like travels around the country speaking to kids in recovery centers and stuff. And I ran into this dude on the street. He's like just happened to be in DC, and he just came through and he watched the skate premiere with me and all my homies. And it was like kind of like this sign for me, you know, like it's not the end of the tunnel. Like,
dude, if
he can make it out, I can too.
You know, absolutely. You're just getting started. And if all your problems are from your past are coming to light, that just means you have a huge opportunity to move on and deal with them. So, you know, embrace it. You've got your own skateboard brand. So things are coming for you, man. And obviously, you're the best producer that we've ever had. So clearly, that's it. What? You're not a producer. Belly. You're a co-host. Belly, get out of here.
He used to call me a producer, too.
Oh, that's... Oh, no. All right, well, you're not standing on the ledge here. I'm trying to walk him back here. Let's just I'm just playing. Brax, we love you, man.
As you're healthy, man, it's all good.
It is.
You
it
know,
really is.
Everything else is fixable as long as you're healthy.
Isn't it fair to say that you're mid to early, your whole 20s are for failing? So don't worry about where you're at when you're in your 20s. Just learn from your mistakes so that you can move on. That's all.
And in my case, my entire 30s was basically contributed to failing, or the last half of my 30s. Right? So,
can we just say Potts' whole life?
Potts is a failure? No.
Yeah, I mean,
no, he's not.
Potts, let me just say,
he crushes it by beating down those failures and moving forward.
You guys have no idea. You're like a big role model for me, dude. Like, I see you, like, the shit you've been through, too. I know you've been through a lot, and you're fucking crushing it. It's admirable.
A lot of our listeners only know him as Marinate, but you don't realize that he ran Lavo Nightclub in Australia for years.
No, I opened Lavo in Vegas. I did Liquid for Light Group in Vegas. I opened Marquee Sydney in Australia. I ran Nation Nightclub in DC, which was one of the biggest nightclubs on the East Coast at the time.
And I think it's worth saying that you took a six-figure salary and said, go shove, I want to go do my own thing to, you know, see if I'll end up getting it off the ground and I'm going to have to be broke to start it. That's tough.
They put $350,000 in writing for me to go to Lavo Singapore. And I said, go shove. Yeah. And I took Sumo Salad from Australia to the States. I fell flat on my face in a year, lost my house that I owned in Vegas, got a divorce, and now we have Marinate.
And that's where the passion from
the baby
white privilege comes from. That's where, because he's been through a lot. I know that. However, I don't even want to mention that again because I don't want to go there. I have to tell you guys what happened this past weekend. First of all, quick left turn. So this is now we're now going in a very different, we're going into weddings. The wedding that I was at was awesome. As far as the bride and groom were concerned, they were awesome. Like, they had a great time. This is not a story of them having a terrible wedding. This is the story of why you should absolutely hire me any day of the week for these, because there's nothing I can't handle after this. Potts, this is how, and I don't have a problem telling this story because it wasn't even in my same state. I traveled for this wedding to the beach, to a place where I'm not down there. And it was just nice for me to see, like, oh, this is how they do it in this state, because this is not what I'm used to as far as the coordinators are handling things. Okay. So they wanted to have the ceremony out in the seventh hole of the golf course.
Oh, God.
I said, okay, cool. No problem. Is there power? And they were like, well, we'll need a lapel mic for the officiant too. But no, there is no power. Okay. Now, before I get into any of this, I went away on this trip for this wedding. When I came back home, Belly saw me and I was on the phone at like 10 o'clock at night. And he was just looking at me like, are you okay? Like, was I losing my shit?
You were losing your shit.
Because it's my job to make sure that the bride and the groom feel no stress.
So he just takes it all on.
I take it all. I had a massage yesterday and the lady said, what is the matter with you? What is going on with you? What is wrong with your back? What is happening? How do you have this much tension? And I said, well, I mean, I do wear all of the stress because, folks, let me just go through this, okay? I have to kind of get in a pissed off rant. Can I have a shot of tequila?
I mean, can someone
I'm serious. Do we have tequila in the house?
I don't know.
Brax, can you make that happen? Can you get
tequila.
Us some shots?
Yeah.
I like how it just fires off. Like, I'm good. Know. Where's the fucking tequila? It's your house.
Yeah, it's my house. Okay, Brax.
I'll work on it. I'll work on it.
You're all, just leave it on main. Right. Go get us some tequila if you don't mind.
Dibs on no tequila for me.
Okay.
I have to work today.
I have to ride a one-wheel drunk today, so this is good. Now, Potts, what the fuck, man? How are you going to have a ceremony in the middle of a goddamn field with no power and you need power? And the answer, and I'm not mad at the bride and groom at all. Again, I will never talk about the bride and groom this way. This is all about logistics, and I want people to learn from this. Dude, they're
was
like...
Was there a wedding planner?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I talked to the wedding planner ahead of time, and I say, okay, so what are you tipping? You have power out there, right? Like how? And she goes, no, actually, the DJs that usually come here, they usually just use some sort of, like, you know, wireless battery pack system. And I was like, okay, so as a venue, you're saying...
So you're telling me all these DJs in this state just have battery packs ready
wireless
to go
battery pack speakers time? With lapel so, mics?
I mean, do you say if that's fine, it's an additional charge?
Yes. So that exactly. And I actually, just so you guys know how much I wanted this for the bride and groom, I paid for that. I picked up my own battery powered wireless speaker, which I know you think is crazy, but yep. it's a family friend. I wanted to do something good for them. And I was like, I can use it moving forward. It's not the end of the world. Do we have tequila? Yes. All right.
How much was it?
The speaker?
The battery pack.
It's $180. So okay. Belly will be pouring us shots. Thank you very much. Social Media Lounge, feel free to drink along. The $100 will be won by the best comment left down below today is what we are doing. The comment that gets the most thumbs ups down below this video up until Friday's show. You have until Friday's show. So comment below this video. Not necessarily in the Social Media Lounge, but comment below. And the comment that gets the most thumbs up, which means go tell your friends about this show. Send them this link and tell them to thumbs up your comment. Okay? Because before we move any further forward, this show's not going to get off the ground if I can't have the help from the Social Media Lounge. They're already doing enough, and we never ask anything from them except for this one time where I'm going to say, listen, you guys are coming at it strong. Now, it's probably not the best idea to do this on the day that Potts just cursed them all out, but maybe would it be possible if I could ask you this one favor? Please share our show with some friends. Share the link on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Help us get this out because I know it's good. We know you love it, and I need your help. I am asking you. Give me my camera, please. I need you guys. Social Media Lounge, take this link, take our YouTube, and just share it one time. That's all I'm asking you today. See if that can help. I'm begging you. I'm just, if that's possible, look, we'll drink to you. To Social Media Lounge.
Salud.
Shots.
That face. I wish you were on his screen for that.
Oh, God.
He makes it every time.
Fill me up again.
Oh, you're taking shots at 10:30 a.m. from the social media lounge.
Yeah, yeah. This is all I have to do today.
Also from the social media lounge.
That was my mom. Yeah. No.
Looch, real talk. I'm worried about this drunk riding habit.
Oh, that's true. I know.
Show me your elbows, Looch.
Yeah, for real. Like, aren't you complaining about how you can't walk?
I gotta actually stop making that joke. That's like making a joke that I'm gonna go drunk, you know, drunk driving later. I'm not actually gonna go drunk and wheeling. And I shouldn't be saying that. You're absolutely right, actually. That's a
what
bad.
What the hell are you talking?
No, it's God. True. You
drunk
dude.
Wheeling is nothing like drunk driving. You're
well,
fine.
No. I'm just saying I'm making the joke, but I don't want to actually say it because, well, yeah, you're right. I probably will go with a little bit of a buzz. But
Looch, this is a comedy show. You can embellish for the sake of humor.
Tell him.
Yes.
Tell him.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell him.
Behind so the scenes vanilla. Today, folks. That what Potts just said is the funniest joke to us today because Looch before the show today was like, "Hey guys, we are in this long run a comedy show. If I say there's 1,000 people waiting at a bus stop, just go with it."
Don't stop me by saying, "Wait a minute, that's not possible."
See what I just did there? Yes, I embellished it because he actually said 100, but I said 1,000.
So I was trying to get on the guys by saying, guys, we do a comedy show. It doesn't always have to be factually correct. We're going for the funny. So if I'm telling a joke or I'm telling a story and I say there's 100 people at a bus stop, don't stop me to say that's not possible. You can't fit 100 people on a bus.
How many buses?
I'm embellishing for the story. And Potts, you're right. It is okay. So I'm at this wedding. Fill me up again. I'm good. One more.
And, you know, I didn't say anything in the pre-shift, but, like, I've said that to you before, and you've literally said, no, I'm not going to lie to the audience. And I'm like, but we're trying to, like, tell it. And you, like,
so, folks,
that's
we've
how
now decided
honest and how good this guy is that he feels like he's lying just to tell a joke sometimes, which is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong to have that trait in a person, but I just thought it was so funny because, you know, it's like, well, sometimes you just got to kind of like roll with it, you know, just for the joke.
I got this title for today's show. It's called With a Grain of Salt.
For real.
It's not lying. Have you guys seen the movie Big Fish?
Of course.
Real Big Fish. Real Big Fish.
No.
No, that's the band. Big Fish. It's just Big Fish. Remember the dad who was just, I mean, he's a storyteller. Thank you, sir. Okay. He's a storyteller. So
but
he's
legends
all about,
never
but,
die.
But then the kid is always like, my dad's full of shit. He never told me anything that's true. Because he's a storyteller who just embellishes things. But the truth of the matter is, he was telling stories from his childhood, and he touched so many people because of those stories. So, yes, I might embellish a fact by saying there's 100 people instead of 80. I'm just trying to go for smooth and funny. And so that's, you know, just how it goes. And Potts is right. That's what comedians do. If you think that the jokes comedians are telling are real and true, you're very, very, wrongly. God, that's awful. You're very wrong. So this wedding wanted me to have a powered pack out in the middle of the 7th hole of the golf course, which, by the way, takes like 8 minutes to get. Yeah. That right there. That's a fine. There's no reason for that correction. You get out of here. I'm going to start setting them out.
Yes, we need a penalty box. Camera.
We need a penalty box. All right. We steal a lot from the Dan Le Batard show. It's stealing. It's a tribute. We love them and we do a lot of stuff from them. So that's where a lot of these jokes
they
come
would
from.
Love a penalty box
yes,
in the
they
show.
Would. Now,
because we could do some funny stuff in there.
Let's get this off the ground. I was okay. Everything that, I just feel bad because everything that could have went wrong for these people that was out of their control happened, and it was fine. We still had an amazing time. What happened was the I'm setting up for this wedding, which is going to be outside the entire time. It's at the beach. It's in the south, and it is the middle of June. Okay, Potts. It's like this. Pavilion off the back. It's a golf course, right? So it's the clubhouse for the golf course, and then there's this pavilion on the like attached to the back of it with fake walls that are plastic that you can pull down, and they have them all down except for one wall, which means Belly, what?
You're cooking.
I am in a baking oven this entire time, and I'm there 8 hours early. This is at the top of a one lane road, so you have to understand if you've ever been to the Outer Banks. It's all the way up in Corolla, and it's on a Saturday in the middle of summer, which means that road, there's only one way in and one way out. That backs up for about 2 hours starting at 10 a.m. I have to be there at 3. I am living only at my parents' house. I'm seriously like 15 miles away from this, and it's going to take me at least 2.5 hours if I don't get up there by 12 noon. So I do. And this wedding is going until 11 o'clock at night. You're talking about a 13-hour day.
Oh, weird. I just worked one of those last night.
Yeah, but it's weird, man, when, like, this is all of the stress is on me. I got to run this thing. And I take it like I'm the wedding planner because I immediately see this wedding planner's got no clue. I mean, she was nice, but she's not running it. She's just doing what she's used to. And that's my problem with wedding planners. You got to have the ability to adapt. So I'm setting up at like 2:30 or something because I'm there from the ass crack of dawn. I don't even have to start until 5. And I hear on the house speakers in the pavilion, this is an emergency broadcast. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for your county, and it should be coming fairly soon this afternoon. Rapidly changing weather is approaching. Now it's blue sky and sunny, but rapidly changing weather is approaching. Brax, shots.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Cheers, Social Media Lounge.
Does some of that come through your nose? Oh,
so good.
Feel the burn.
I am so bald on camera. Yikes. All right, now. So I'm like, immediately, I say to the photographers, like, hey, is there a plan B in case there's the rain? And they go, oh, the bride just said that the chance for rain just went down.
Duh, fucking weather apps.
And I said,
people in their weather apps.
Yeah, and I said, oh, really? Because the radio just had an emergency broadcast for rapidly changing weather. Belly, 30 seconds on people with their weather apps.
I mean, I had a lady the other day, like, she wants to sit outside. I'm like, it's literally going to rain in maybe an hour or two. She's like, no, my weather app here, and this is a really good weather app. It definitely says no sign of rain in the next day.
Potts, is it true that people take their
weather? It rained.
People are more loyal to their weather apps than their own children.
Oh, for sure. It's, I mean, God forbid the weather app lies to you.
Don't trust weathermen or weather women or weather people, but you trust your fucking weather app?
Right. It's not a person, so you can trust it because it's technology. However, I will say, like, guys, we have science on our side now. Like, these apps are pretty good. I'm looking at the radar of where the clouds are.
I'm 80% sure it's already raining.
Okay, so here's what happens. It's 4:30. It's 4:30. It's 4:30. The ceremony starts at 5. I take a golf cart out there and I'm saying, okay, guys, it's looking pretty, like, I'm looking at the radar and it looks like at 5 o'clock, it's going to just miss us. And then at 5:45, we're going to get dumped. It's going to, you can see the radar, you can hit play and the radar will move. Right. And you've all done this before. And you can see it at 5 o'clock. It's just going to miss us at the start of the ceremony. But then about 45 minutes later, it's going to dump. It's going to rain.
Yep.
Right. So 4:30, I go out there to get all set up, and then 4:40, the coordinator comes out and she's like, "Oh, remember we're on the bay, so we're on a hole on the bay," and she goes, "Those look like rain clouds." Yeah, absolutely, yes, and we're 20 minutes from you guys busing the whole 100 people out here in 2 different 50 people buses.
I still can't believe they drove a bus onto a golf course. This doesn't sound like good golf course care.
No. Through a community. It's a community. It's a gated community with a golf course. So they were driving the bus on the street up to the 7th hole and then dropping them off and having them walk the football field to the ceremony site across the tee box. And guess what? There's one big tree and there's a rainstorm. Now, what does our common sense say about standing under a huge tree in the middle of an open field in a rainstorm? Terrible idea.
Not good.
So now what happens is it's me and the coordinator out there, and we can see, she's like, I can see the rain coming across the bay, Adam. And I said, yeah, I can see it too.
Wow.
I can see it too. So she calls I said, can I make a suggestion? Just something that honestly, it's, you didn't ask for, but just my opinion. This is the worst possible timing for this storm, and it's going to look like it's okay, and then we're going to get everybody out here, and there's nowhere for them to go. Are you sure you want to do this? She goes, let me call the groom. And the bride and groom don't know any better. That's what I wanted to say.
And you
say.
Know what the groom's going to say? Yeah, my wife wanted to do it
it's
out there, so that's what
exactly
we're going to do.
Exactly what he said. What does my wife say? Is she good with it? She's cool with it? Fine.
Yeah, I don't care. As long as my wife's happy.
And here's what I wanted to point out, and then we'll go to break, and then I'll finish this. You guys will be dying laughing. And in fact, I think you're going to leave this show inspired today. I know I was when this happened. But I'm building towards it. Man, you go out. Look, if anybody is like even thinking about getting married, if you're about to get engaged or you are engaged and you're looking for a venue, You go out a year before your wedding and you get sold on an idea. They went to this golf course. They saw it. They were like, this is it. This is it. This is beautiful. Look at this setting. It's right on the water. And this one beautiful tree on the seventh hole. And then a year goes by and it's a 50-50 rainstorm. Do you understand that you're asking that bride and groom to give up? And they're not gonna. It's human nature to say, oh, but if we could just squeeze it in. Like, I've been for a year picturing this scene. I'm not giving up on that. That's their mindset. So that's where I need coordinator to say, listen, I know you want this. We're about to bus 100 people out in the middle of a golf course in a goddamn rainstorm. Bad idea. There is a time where you need that coordinator to say, this is a bad idea.
Right, sure.
Like, and break that news with confidence that I know you wanted this. We're going to make this so awesome for you anyway. I promise you will leave with a smile on your face. These people are about to get electrocuted. That did not happen. We bust everybody out, and I'll tell you exactly how that went next.